The U.S. and its allies are not sold on a Russian announcement that it's pulling back some troops from exercises that have raised fears of a potential Ukraine invasion. In Brussels,
you may remember in late December last year, Russia made a similar claim.
Julianne Smith, a U.S. ambassador to NATO, says there was no pullback. And this time,
not seen any signs of reduced Russian military presence on the borders of Ukraine.
But NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg is also pointing to signals Moscow will keep diplomatic efforts alive.
That gives some reason for cautious optimism.
President Vladimir Putin says Russia is ready to talk about confidence-building measures with both the U.S. and NATO. Sagar Magani, Washington.